get to it, I suppose.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and of course you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Humans as Totems. They are from Calgary, here in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song We'll Burn That Bridge When We Get to It, which is their latest single from last year. Before that, we listened to Storm Stress. They are from Boston in the United States. And we listened to their single, Buried You in Snow. And we start the set with our guests tonight, Sweet Beast from Kelowna, BC in Canada. And we listened to the song Thunder, which is part of their brand new album, Illusions. And yeah, a little later we'll be chatting with Eric from Sweet Beast. But now let me tell you what events are happening in the next short and foreseeable future. This Wednesday, April 9th, that is correct, at the Rickshaw, Warbringer and Allegian are playing with Skeletal Remains and Summoning the Leech. Or the Lich. Then on April 10th is the start of the Hyperspace Festival, Metal Festival. This is their sixth annual edition, or the sixth edition. And on April 10th at the Cobalt, you can see Glyph with Tower Hill, Red Cane, Serpent Rider, and Cruiser. This is April 10th at the Cobalt. Then on April 11th, also at the Cobalt, you can see Greyhawk, Lunar, Solarus, Tyler Dory Trio, and the Astral Prophets. Then Then on the 12th, April 12th, that's at the Rickshaw, you can see Enforcer, Psycho Stick, Crimson Shadows, Aftertime, and Luminator. Then after that, on April 16th, also at the Rickshaw, you can see Pale Face Swiss with Stick to Your Guns and Nasty. On April 18th, if you want a little less metallic music, you can see Coco Montoya and Robert Connolly Farr. It's at the Rickshaw. Then what else is metal-y? So on the 26th of April, you can see Upona, Burning Body, Left to Suffer, Half Me, and Burying My Demons. Then on May 2nd, you can see the anti. This is at Lanalus. You can see the Anti Queens and the Venomous Pinks, and also the Get Arounds. This is on May 2nd at Lanalus. Also on April 9th at the Wise Hall, you can see Early Moods, Magic Potion, and Dagger. Then on April 16th, I already mentioned that one. On April 16th, at the Astoria, you can see Satanic Tea Company, Mysterion, Luella. This is April 16th at the Astoria. Then on April 18th at the Kingsway Club, which is inside Voice Pop in Kingsway, you can see Dead Goon with Hushed and Howl Sound. Then on April 19th at the Waldorf, you can see Dayglow Abortions, The Devil's Punch Bowl, and Dirt Nap AD. Then on, where are we? On May the 2nd at KW Studios, you can see Soth Without Mercy and Dissolver. And also on May the 3rd at Lanalus, you can see Necronado with Nobody and Stolen Goods. This is May 3rd at Lanalus. All right, so now you know, you have been warned, foretold about the upcoming event, so now you can make your schedule accordingly. And yes, you're welcome. All right, let's continue with your metal weekly doses of music here at the Metal Meltdown.
This is Eric from Sweet Beast, and you're listening to the Metal Meltdown on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Gate Theory. They are from Victoria, here in British Columbia in Canada. And we listened to the song Twin Flames, which is their latest single from last year. Before that, we listened to Intestinal Laceration from Peru. Great name. Yeah, I love this. All these bands' names or song titles, they are sometimes absolutely amazing. So we listened to Intestinal Laceration from Peru with Abyss of Atrocities, and this is from their 2022 album, Chaotic Eschatological Madness. And we start the set with our guests tonight, Sweet Beast from Kelowna, BC in Canada, and we listen to the song Dream Eater, which is part of their brand new album Illusions from 2024. Okay, let's see if we can please the gods of technology and we can make contact with Eric from Sweet Beast. All right, we are here now with Eric from Sweet Beast. Thank you for being with us tonight. Eric, how are you?
Oh, hello. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. Thanks for having me on your show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, yes. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. I'm doing good. So for the, I guess for the people that are not too familiar with Sweet Beast, if you can tell us a little bit about, you know, the history of the band and, you know, how many productions you have out there, etc.
Okay. Well, we're a band based out of Kelowna, BC. And there's four of us in the band. We've been together for about 7 years now. Guitar, two guitarists, bass, and drums, and we all kind of sing harmonies over it. We've been through a few drummers. That seems to be kind of our curse, if you will. We just haven't managed to find like the right fit. But our newest member, Colton, a young guy from Ontario, 26, seems to fit perfect. And yeah, we live together actually and jam in our backyard, so everything's flowing really well. And we just finished our first album called Illusions. That was released on February 21st, I believe. So you can check that out. There's a couple of videos, music videos online on YouTube with that. And yeah, we're just based out of Kelowna. One of our bass players moved to Vancouver, so we've kind of just adjusted the way we've been jamming and like writing music, so that's kind of interesting too. But we're planning to write a second album this year, so more stuff on the go, which is super exciting.
That's pretty cool. And how long or since when has the band been, well, kind of formed, I guess?
Yeah, so what did I say? About 7 years ago. So 2018, maybe?
Yep, okay.
2017?
No, it sounds good. Yeah, you've been, you know, jammed. Well, you've been at it for a while. And yeah, it's pretty cool that you actually live together, you know. The band's name maybe should be Sweet Commune, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that'd be the dream, though. We have a couple other sister bands and brother bands that we play with, and one of them, Space Queen and the Get Mines. And we've kind of always been chatting about renting, like, a big mansion in Vancouver or something where there's just a bunch of artists, you know, helping each other out and, you know, networking and just basically helping promote everybody.
No,
but that's a pretty big step, but it would be fun.
Yep, absolutely. So the other question I always ask is, like, the name. How did Sweet Beast came upon, and why one word?
Good question.
Yes.
Good question. So grew up in Kelowna. So I've been around this town for a while, and you just get to meet all the other musicians that come and go. And one of them at the time, his name is Matt Blanchard. He's known me for a while, and he saw me kind of go through a bunch of bands. This was my fourth band that I've been in, and we didn't know what to name it. And through a conversation one night at a show, he just kind of like came up to me at the back of the crowd, and he's like, "You know what? You guys are just a bunch of sweet beasts. That's just what you are." And it just kind of hit, and I'm like, "That's it, man." I'm like, "I feel like that's it." And then ran back to everyone and like told them about it, and it hit right away with everyone. But then we kind of mulled it over because it's not like a typical, you know, like heavy riff kind of band.
Yes.
But our earlier stuff kind of sounded like a mixture of like a bluesy kind of rock and roll style. So we kind of made it feel like that was our sweeter side. And then we kind of grown into more of a beast side of how we play. So it's like a mixture of a lighter and like a heavier rhythms and scale.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And then the one word versus two words, is that
so intentional or not? Or looked it up. When you find your band name right, you have to look it up because there's always a good chance that
of course.